Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, and that's spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they're gone. I actually hold virtual group and family workshops on the leaving an imprint factor. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. Yes, the only person standing in your way is you. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I just began to realize was me. It's all me. And that topic is embracing humility. And I'm going to let you know, embracing humility is not a bad thing at all. I honestly believe that embracing humility is what propelled me to be who I am today. So how does embracing humility shape your professional development endeavors? How does it allow you to overcome in battles by being strong and courageous? Let me tell you, I recall while in high school learning how one of our former presidents, an avid reader, plus a voracious learner, the former president, Abraham Lincoln himself, he understood the importance of humility. While editors were preparing a catalog of congressmen, they asked former President Lincoln to submit his biography. President Lincoln wrote, "Education defective." And let me tell you, just by him writing that, he was keenly aware that even though he had closed many of his personal growth gaps, embracing humility was still the key to all future learnings. And if you knew anything about President Lincoln, and I'm an African American, yes, you can tell by my voice, of course, but if you know anything of President Lincoln, the former President Lincoln, you will know some of the breakthroughs he embraced for us, or he allowed for us, or he conducted for us. This is why in the Beatitudes of Jesus was crystal clear about the importance of humility. If you read the book of Matthew 5 and 3, it reads, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're going to be, You're going to understand that as I begin to tell you more about embracing humility. Embracing humility is the value of staying humble, as well as putting the needs of others or another person before your own needs. That's right. Combined with thinking of others before yourself. Plus, it involves not drawing attention to yourself, and it could mean recognizing that you are not always right. This is embracing humility. You see, professional development includes humility. It takes humiliation to learn the virtue of humility. Honestly, no matter how smart, successful, good-looking, or special you are, no one likes an arrogant person. Honestly, I definitely have no room in my heart for one. No one likes cockiness. Nobody likes a braggart or someone that brags on themselves. I can recall being in situations where I had to keep my lips buttoned just to allow someone else to hear themselves speak. Have you ever been in that situation before? I know many of you have. We have to button our lips sometimes just to allow someone to brag on themselves, or just to allow someone to be cocky, or just to allow them to hear themselves speak. Without embracing humility, arrogance takes the authority and can aim unknowingly towards one's heart. History is consumed with the memories of talented and clever men and women who were eventually ruined by their own arrogance, and vice versa. You all know it. I'm not going to call any names. You just think about it. You know names of people who were actually very clever, very rich, or some that may not have been rich, but you know someone. You have come across someone who allowed themselves to hurt others just by them using that tongue of theirs. By embracing humility, arrogance takes the authority and can aim unknowingly towards one's heart. And sometimes people will know it or they won't know it. And then if they know it, guess what? They will still think that they are right and think that what they're saying or doing is okay. And you can disassociate yourself with that person. A thought-provoking quote by Mother Teresa is that humility is the mother of all virtues. Purity, charity, and obedience. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. If you're humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are. Does that make sense? Mother Teresa said, if you're humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know who you are. If you are blamed, you will not be discouraged. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on a pedestal. This is Mother Teresa. And I can always recall people saying, who are you, Mother Teresa? So I had to go look up who Mother Teresa was. And why is it that people always have that quote? You think you're Mother Teresa? Who are you, Mother Teresa? Well, if you go read up on Mother Teresa, you will know that she was a humble person. I've been involved in ministry and military teachings for the better part of my life journey. What sticks out the most is knowing that embracing humility is a unique form of personal development, which allows one to grow successfully. In fact, another one of my favorite professional growth quotes by Mother Teresa is, learn to be humble by doing all the humble work and doing it for Jesus, not for yourself, but for Jesus. Work as if you are working unto him. Those are words from the Bible. You cannot learn humility from books. You learn it by accepting humiliations. Humiliations are not meant to torture us. They're like a gift from God. These little humiliations, if we accept them with joy will help us to be holy, to have a meek and humble heart like Jesus. They take, and so yes, like Jesus, I'm thinking now of just when Jesus was beaten and stoned and spit at, you know, that is humiliation. Seriously. So take an inventory of situations or conversations that you are involved in, and you can easily learn how to be grateful or be in the spirit of grace and begin to embrace humility. Embracing humility leads to professional development, which allows one to grow successfully. I can't tell you that enough. If once you start embracing humility, you will begin to see how you can develop and grow from it. For example, on our life journey, we learn not to settle on the shortcomings of others, nor do we accept the insults or injuries that might come upon us for remaining humble or remaining humbling humble. Also, we remind ourselves to be courageous and considerate, even when triggered by someone to be just the opposite. And this is tough. It's a tough thing to endure. But once you realize that you are doing things for the Lord and not for yourself, I promise you, it becomes easier and easier. One of my favorite actions in embracing humility is giving in to conversations, even when I'm right, just give in. You see, bowing down in humility resolves conflicts and leads to peaceful resolutions, kind of like changing the diaper of a crying baby, you know? That baby is so happy once that diaper has been changed, you know? It's humiliating for him to be walking around or lying around or crawling around in a stinking diaper. So the best thing to do is change that diaper of that crying baby and watch how he becomes peaceful and the resolution has been solved. Embracing humility, that was like maybe one of the best examples I could think of for the moment without hurting anyone else's feelings. And I didn't even give you the baby crying baby's name. How about that? Embracing humility reveals our humanity. Think about it. Embracing humility will reveal our humanity by keeping our disappointments and our accomplishments in an appropriate point of view to an awareness of both our disappointments in life and our life accomplishments. That's right. Our disappointments and our life accomplishments. That's what embracing humility will reveal, meaning that embracing humility makes us mindful. Relentless plus reminds us of how much we could do with a lifetime of knowledge and embracing humility. So you've heard me talk about this embracing humility all day now. Well, for the past few moments, know that embracing humility involves compliance, respect, honor, reverence, and humbleness. This is genuinely embracing humility, I promise you. Doing so will give you the attitude you need to develop for a unique life as well as empower your professional development. In conclusion, I have to tell you that British writer C.S. Lewis quoted that humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. So, how will embracing humility shape your professional development? Contact me at bettyspeaks.com. Contact me if you don't know the answer. Contact me at bettyspeaks.com to help you learn how to embrace humility in order to overcome your battles, to be strong and courageous. You see, strong people are not simply born, they resurrect by shaping the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. That's a quote by Dr. Betty Speaks. Yes, remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on Wednesdays to Overcoming Battles. This month has been, this is a new month that we have going on. And if you need to reach out to me, please do so by Betty at bettyspeaks.com. Contact me if there's a subject you want to know more about, even if you are enjoying these topics that we have been bringing before you, contact me. So until the next time, this is Dr. Betty Speaks. We'll talk soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.